There are some bright computer science majors out there who can tell if your email belongs to one that is a tough senior or not. It involves a very complicated process called LDAP.
LDAP.
Yep. Sponsored by LDAP.
Sponsored by LDAP. Coming to an LDAP near you.
Next year, using Duo Security.
Yeah, I just accepted a job in LDAP.
You just accepted a job at LDAP?
Yeah.
Whoa. Congrats.
Out in the Silicon Valley.
I want to work in the Carbon Valley.
Is that the Lehigh Valley?
No, it's like where they make computers out of life forms, like carbon-based computing.
Yeah, that's really
heavy. Oh, I thought that was Uncanny Valley, I thought.
I'm going to go get a glass of water.
The show's over.
Oh, it's midnight. Hi, everybody. I'm going to go get a glass of water. That's my show.
Enjoy Rivendell. You freaks.
It's better than the last guy. Didn't turn it on. Fail safe. Let's do it.
Dead air? We're talking dead air.
We're talking dead air.
Like minutes upon minutes upon minutes of dead air. Thanks to...
Y'all don't deserve that.
Yeah, exactly. Lose your show. I'll be back next week, I hope. Spencer and Nick here are from... Moist Vibes?
No. Soybus Hold the Dairy on Wednesday mornings at 10. You're going to want to... That's perfect for when you just get to work, but you can't get yourself to work. So you just got to tune into
FM. So you just
FM
sit
radio.
In your single stall bathroom and you put in your headphones. And
you listen to Soybus Hold the Milk.
This next Wednesday will actually be a podcast edition. So it'll just be our voices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am Jad Abumrad. And I'm Robert Krolwich. And this is Radiolab.
Produced by Radiotopia.
Sponsored by MailChimp.
Blue apron,
yeah.
Alright, that's our show. I'll see you next week. This is Car Attack. Our driver, who's the limousine driver? Do we cheat him and how? Our law firm, our driver, pick up and drop off. That's from Car Talk. You ever listen to that one? No?
Love Car Talk.
It's really good. That's my favorite one. Our limo driver, pick up and drop off. Get it? Pick up and drop off is the taxi driver. His name is Pick Up and Drop Off.
Is he Russian?
Yeah, it's a joke, but it's just saying pick up and drop off in a Russian accent.
Yeah.
And thanks to our taxi driver, Pick Up and Drop Off. Thanks to our lawyers, Do We Cheat Him and How? That's what it sounds like on Car Talk. That's my best Boston accent. It's really not that good. Our lawyers, Do We Cheat Him and How? Our taxi driver. Pick up and drop off.
My Tracy voice.
I haven't dog walked in a while. I guess no one's coming into the 12 o'clock show.
People
we can just
walk,
keep
people want to walk their
banting.
Dogs. It's getting nice out. They don't need
you
wag,
can,
no wag.
If anyone wants a dog walking gig, let me know. For the summer.
Just call in right now.
I need a wag.
No, just if you know me personally and you want a dog walking job, find me not through the radio. I don't think I can endorse that over the radio. Just if you know who I am, find me in my real life.
Sean.
That's not my name.
IRL.
Boom. Find him on Jumbo.
You don't know
Smash.
Me. Find me on Jumbo Smash. I'm not on Jumbo Smash.
I know.
Retweets don't equal endorsements. That's what I'm gonna leave you with, everybody. Find me on Twitter. Didn't mean to turn off that one.
water.
Let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So is the church and state supposed to be separate? I'm confused because I never went to school, right? Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand. You see, when you go like that, right, you have a cross, two sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo. Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, they treated me like a vampire. They used the cross and they went like this by not smiling at me. In Toronto, hey, hi guys, you know me, Steve Spiros, easygoing. Those who know me, I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body. So why am I afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting out of here. I'm going back to Waterloo where the vampires hang out. And I'm going to wear my sunglasses at night. You know why? Because women show their tits, have short skirts, and then they feel violated when I look at them. Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird. I'm from Humberside. I'm sorry if I made a fool of Humberside, but all those people who called me a sleepwalker, I woke up. Now I'm going back to sleep because I'm going to be committed in an isolation room because I'm going to go back to the ministry and allow them to perceive me as I am, a fuck up. Goodbye. Hey, Toronto the good. Look at
them down. Gone on down.
Whoa!
ED 999 shape. When I'm in town.
Welcome back to the program.
Shoot 'em down.
We just got here. So I can't speak to any of that. But what time is it? It's 12:15 at night. This is new for us. We're morning people.
Is my thing on?
Yeah.
Oh, what's up, guys?
Steve Spiros, easygoing. Shout out to Yachty Dubai. He's coming through town in a little bit. He loves those crazy Canadians. We're going to be coming through with a lot of talk and segments and things that people care about. And it's 12:15, so we can play music as well. So, T, what do you want to hear?
Ooh. I don't know. I'm kind of liking this. We can call in and let us know
no
the vibe
one's gonna call in.
You're wanting to hear.
You know, maybe in the daytime we get callers, but at night, everyone's probably fast asleep, I assume.
Yeah. You can call Peter directly. His number...
Don't do that.
...is...
You don't know my number? Embarrassing. Alright, we're gonna do music and then laughter and as well. It should be good.
You can keep it. Yeah. Damn. Rich niggas over here. Yeah. Broke niggas over there. Why's you over here? Go over there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Town. Party's going down. Shoot 'em down with a 50 round. Run in town. Ballin', how you at about? So much money, damn it, I'll forget to count. Look at my bank account. Look at the cash amount. I get the cash amount. I do the dash amount. Look at my bank account. Look at the cash amount. I get the cash amount. I just be cashing out.
Welcome back. We're live in studio, Meta World, and DJ T.
Sure.
Ice T. Do you got a DJ name or no?
No.
I'm not saying you need one. I'm just saying it would be better if you had one.
Again, call in.
Call
Let
in.
Us know.
We're taking
suggestions for what my DJ name should be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's 12:17. You're listening to WMFO in Medford Freeform Radio. Legally, I have to tell you that. And we've got a lot in store. We're going to do that bit where We talk about Spring Fling, how that went. You weren't even here.
I wasn't there.
I'll talk about it. We can talk about our social security numbers.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. I'll also be including Peter's credit card number.
That's right. And I promise our listeners I won't cancel that for at least 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So go wild. And yep. Whatever you buy, I'll confirm.
Listener, if you're listening.
I think listener might not even be listening.
Stay tuned. Because Peter's credit card has about $13 left on it.
I just had to put more on it because I needed to buy a pizza. But it's back to 13. Okay, so let's think what music we could play. So this weekend, Two Friends is coming to Boston. Boat cruise, Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. Be there. Promises to be a good time. Then after that, next day, Duke Dumont playing at the Grand. All the boys are coming. T, are you going to be there?
Unfortunately, I'm not 21, so I cannot attend these events.
Okay.
Legally. And I must legally disclose that on the air right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would never give away my age on the air. But I like to leave a little bit of mystery.
Listener, if you want to guess my age.
We need more callers, just someone to engage with. But that promises to be fun. So I'm going to play some Duke just to get myself fired up. And then, actually, even before that, May 1st, Caliucci's and Georgia Smith are playing at BU, and I'm going to that too. So I have three concerts this week.
Pete's got a big week.
I'm excited. I haven't had this big a week since Pete Week. And we all know, remember how that went. So here's one for you.
Duke, can you turn that beat up a little bit? Yeah, just like that. Perfect. There's two instructions I need you to follow. When I say red light, I need you to stop. When I say green light, I need you to go.
Red light. Green light.
Now when the strobe light hits, I want you to move like this. Now when the strobe light hits, I want you to move like this. Hit the strobe. 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 Kindergarten people, so we know what a red light and a green light is. So when I say red light, stop.
Red light. Green light.
Now when the strobe light hits, I want you to move like this. Now when the strobe light hits, I want you to move like this. Hit the strobe. 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 Hit the strobe.
Green light.
Like that. Perfect.
just feeling it. I'm feeling into the groove. Keep it loop, man.
Red light.
Yeah, we're back. Oh, are we buzzing again?
And we're back.
We're back in studio. It's late, and I'm hungry.
Surely. I think I need a milkshake.
Milkshake's on deck. Meet us at the 7-Eleven in Medford, if you're a real one.
We're going to be there at 1.
1:10.
10.
Roll through with friends.
Yep.
I went to the store the other day, and this class... Oh, hold on. I think Rune's here. Oh, they're definitely here. All right, hold on. I'm putting music on. We'll be back in a second. But this will be hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm ready. Yeah, let's go. Your girlfriend at my next show, OVOXO, nigga. Yeah. What's up? Real nigga doing real stuff. Get a lot of money, you can never get enough. And you know the new shit sounds so tough. So-and-so just walked in, so what? I don't really vibe with a lot of these niggas. I ain't really into giving more than one chance, girl. I already tried with a lot of these niggas. Fuck that. That team don't know real, what's that? That can't be from here. That can't be what they believe in is the best shit of the year. That's that fake shit, that's that fake shit. That's that top row of veneers. Just when they get in impatience, when I make it world premiere. Ah, damn, word, award show's coming. Make sure you spell the shit right. Make sure they give me all the credit I deserve. Make sure the good stuff's still in that Sprite. They watch us make this shit into a song. You ain't living that, boy, stop stealing that life. Anything can happen when I do see ya. I guess it all depends how I'm feeling that night. Okay, live my life in hotels. Bitch better have my room right. If they kill me, bury me a legend. Bitch better have my tomb right. Ah, this is perfect for the women that I loved before. I love them all, I just love me more.
I could bet all of the riches that I ever had. Rushing the night like a shark, babe, would it be bad if I had to sit the line? Cause the thrills that run up my back. You must try, nothing else can leave me off track.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. We have a super special guest in studio, Rune Jimmer. Rune, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Rune Kirby, but formerly known as Rune Jimmer, and that's I buzzed exactly on over here as quick as I could.
Yeah, within seconds of putting out the signal, Rune was knocking on the door, had to go down and get him. Freshman here at Tufts, but he's
congrats,
already...
Congrats, you just finished.
Yo, yeah, last
congrats
day in classes.
To all the Tufts students listening out there.
What do you have to say about your freshman year?
It was a ride, that's yeah, for sure.
You meet any good friends?
Oh, so many good friends. Too many good friends.
Right.
But was taken under the wings of Clay Berger. Yep. Got to meet Pete.
Shout out Clay.
Shout out Clay for sure.
Obviously.
Corey Gottfried. Big shout out. Yeah. Sleep with the guy every night.
Good guy to know.
Yeah.
You met the right people. I mean, you're probably most popular freshman on campus.
I wouldn't say that.
I know you wouldn't say that. You're too humble.
Sometimes you gotta stay low after the weekends we have.
We've had some weekends where we needed to go reflect for a few days.
Yes.
I think reflection's a really good thing. Tay, what do you think?
Yeah.
Tay, you did a lot of reflecting today.
I did a lot of reflecting
today,
for sure.
You spent maybe 18 hours in bed today.
Yep.
Sounds like a pretty good day.
Sounds neat.
So well rested.
Last day of junior year.
Yeah, wow. So we got a freshman, a junior, and a senior. The wisdom, first of all, but hilariously, you're the youngest in the room.
Yeah.
Wow. That, something doesn't add up. I'll say that much. Listen, we're going to play music, and then we're going to have Rune read the PSA here and just break him in.
Good.
It's a rite of passage. And we might even have him freestyle rap. That's an old show tradition, but I don't know if I'm going to keep it going. So here's new music.
Yeah. High up life, low on sleep, down on luck. I've been up all week. Maybe you could be somebody that saves me. I've been faded quite lately. It's no fun when you're alone. Now I gotta call a taxi. My car broke down, dead battery. I've been blocked off my Uber. The driver's up, if you ask me. Cause I was smelling like an ounce, like a Zap Brothers summertime bounce. I get mad and get lifted. I'll be surfing on clouds. That's when I first saw you. Looking like a Friday night's house. I wanna take you to the crib and cut the lights out. Cause I need your company and I want it right now. Right now. Baby, I'ma need another hit. I'ma need another hit. I'ma need another hit.
So, Rune, you were at the 6 earlier, or what?
Mm-hmm. Usually over there in these hours of the night.
Are you sleeping over tonight, or what do you got planned?
I haven't slept in my dorm room since Christmas break.
You're a Hill Hall guy, too, mm-hmm. from what I understand.
I go back, and they love it.
I would actually love to personally request that we have a little rendezvous in Hill Hall, because I practically invented Hill Hall.
I heard you're the mayor.
back in freshman year, only freshman who lived in Hill Hall, or not in South, rather, and anytime I saw a guy like Bergs or Walt or Dave uphill, I said, you get out of here right now. You don't belong up here. And they listened. They knew better than to mess with this guy.
I actually went into Hill Hall today to grab some clothes, and I met one of the soccer girls.
Yeah?
And she was like, are you a junior or whatever? I'm like, no, I actually live in this hall. She lives like two doors down from me, and never seen her. No,
and that is the toughest experience.
I mean, Rune, you're going to have a lot more experiences like that. We do a little bit here called Beat the Beat, but it only works with people who can't read that well.
I've never learned how to read.
Like, if you have strong...
In fact, I haven't read since 2008.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have really strong reading comprehensive skills. Yeah, you know, I'll play more music.
What's that 911?
Yeah, no, we'll get some PSAs lined up for you, and then that'll be that. T, what did you want to hear?
Oh, I don't know. Give me two options and I'll pick.
We got Dreamer Boy and...
that second one.
Billiam Eilish?
No, Dreamer Boy.
Okay. Oh, or Infatuation.
Ooh, Infatuation for sure, I think.
All right. Here goes.
An old favorite.
An old favorite. Music and then talk and love. Here goes.
I love you so much. Air down.
I dedicate this to you.
Got her looking like she wanna go and surf. Up on the gate, I ain't blowing out the cake. We been going 8 rounds straight, now we out of shape. Smoking while I contemplate, I'm thinking about the better day. Me and you, we met each other, it would never be the same. Never. The material things, I don't care about the fame. No. I miss you so much that I went and tatted your name. Tatted. Let me be your drawer, tell me when you feeling pain. Where? And you can be my stripper, baby, no, I ain't ashamed. Thinking about when I hit her, no precision, I got aim. Double love, we pulling up and watch the roads all lanes. I need you in my life, I promise that I make it right. And by the end of the night, I bet your mind gon' change. Wait. It ain't about the cars, it ain't all about the change. Looking up, up at the stars, thinking, look what I became. Look at me. What you want to brain, what you want to pick your brain. I can get you what you name, but love don't cost a thing. Cost a thing.
Right now.
I gotta get close to you, baby, right now.
Right now.
Mm. Fantastic. That's really, really strong stuff coming from Offset. No, Takeoff. This is probably some...
embarrassing.
Some call him the third best Migo, but I think he's quickly climbing the charts in Migo fandom. I have to read this. This is about Somerville Cares About Prevention PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of the Somerville Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. I've been thinking about throwing a party for some time now.
It's imperative that you're a responsible host.
That's right. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages
such for as your water. Guests
and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. You know, I was sitting around a camper fire one time, and this guy, Austin, I just met him. He was telling me that his stepdad, Steve, would say, "Hey, listen, Austin, make sure every 2 beers have a water." And he said, "Steve, you're not my dad." Anyway, moving on.
That's good advice, though.
Yeah, it applies. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old.
Such as myself.
Such behavior can lead to a fine up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail.
Yikes.
Gasp. This message is brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov.scap. Well, that's just lovely.
That's an important announcement from Somerville Cares.
Yeah.
Because Somerville cares.
You know, I heard recently from the university that if you throw too many parties in a row, the police can classify you as a Class B tavern and fine you $30,000 a day.
Where'd you hear that?
Tufts University.
That's a heck of a title, though. Class.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, okay.
Do you get to hang that up somewhere?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we could run a real bar out of the house, mm-hmm. in theory, but we have to get that license.
Some people say it's a step backwards. I don't know.
Not me. I mean, at this point, the Six is practically a tavern.
Yeah, that's it.
We should roll over to the Six for one of those famous nightcaps after this. Rune, you got any songs you want to hear?
No, I'm a little too nervous to suggest
any
songs.
No, come on, come on. You can't go wrong. I'm just going to play something in the background. Just so we have something that our listener can hear. But you come up with something, and it'll play through the airwaves of tens of people across the Medford area.
Wow.
I mean, if you're not comfortable just yet, I can play something.
Yeah, you gotta put something on for me. My mind's just running. There's too many songs.
Let's hit them with the one we've been playing nonstop for 2 weeks. I think you probably already know. We shouted you out earlier today for this one. This is Jack and Eliza. Ah.
Oh,
That's mics are hot right now.
That's fine.
Also, well, hold up. Private note off there.
Been fun.
All right. So Rune recently went to New York, and he has a lot to say. With your beautiful wife.
Beautiful.
God, she's gorgeous.
I love seeing her.
I mean, I love seeing her.
I might take a train to see her just tonight.
Why not?
Just give her a good night kiss. What's stopping you? Come on back.
Just, she doesn't even know you're there. Just gentle forehead kiss. Mm-hmm. Leave.
You know, it was the late night. That was the late night train that got us in the first place.
It was that what it was?
Yep. I was having a little too much fun and got her a late night train.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it a plane ticket?
I like the train better. It sounds a little bit more romantic.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
Because I think a plane ticket is like an even grander gesture.
See, that was like my first week here, and I didn't realize how close New York was.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I had to buy a plane ticket.
Oh, no.
And then now we're taking buses for like 17 wow. bucks.
But I think it was much appreciated. Obviously, it paid dividends. For context, yes. Rune's wife right now, he bought her a plane ticket way back in the days. And that's how they first got mm-hmm. together. Is yep. that not romantic to you?
So romantic. Rune also loves this girl more than much. Anyone I've ever
it's
heard
beautiful.
Of anyone loving anyone.
I didn't even know someone could love that hard.
It is so
oh. It breathes life into this whole, like, general area.
Rune is a good guy.
But you know that I love love in general. Like, I love my buddies just as much as anything, too.
You know, we started something our freshman year on the hockey team called Team Love. And
it still lives within the
we
team.
Might have to pass you the captaincy. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know who else is in line for that. I don't think there would be anyone who exudes more love and just wants everyone to be in love more than you.
That is true.
So I even get think about maybe at the end of the year recap. Are you sticking around for senior week?
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
I think we're road tripping.
To where?
I'm trying to get back in your car to Chicago.
Oh, yes, we are road tripping. Holy smokes. Yes, 100%.
I'm, like, ditching all my stuff here.
Yeah, just leave it. Yeah. And we'll get back home. It's going to be a time of life. It'll be, like, we're going to stop, see the biggest ball of yarn.
Of course.
I think it's somewhere in Pennsylvania. Biggest wooden chair, like, all that gimmicky.
Casey, Illinois.
Casey,
I've
Illinois?
I've seen the world's largest rocking chair.
Hey, you've been on your fair share of...
I love world's largest things.
Yeah. You've been on a ton of road trips.
Kinda.
Right?
Yeah.
Where'd you go from? Mississippi to Chicago?
To Chicago. And then I've done Cincinnati to St. Louis. That was a good one. I did Mississippi to Boston.
So you're just hitting all of America's
Mississippi to Miami.
Second-tier cities. Oh.
But I've never been west.
You know what this girl's doing? She's working in Miami. Congratulations, studio Ooh. Audience.
Thank you.
So I told her, have you ever been to Live? And she said no.
Oh, no, you're not actually working in Miami,
idiot.
Then, are
you? If you've never been to Live...
Ask me again at the end of the summer.
Rune and I are part of an elite group here at the university who have been to Live. And I'm not the same person. I mean, I don't know.
It was just me and Pete at a table.
At a table, rubbing elbows with the higher-ups in society. I've never felt so elite.
Yeah.
Like, just beautiful people, mm-hmm. money flying around. I don't know which way's up.
Mm-hmm.
I did one of those cash-filled handshakes to get us in the door. Yep. Never done that. Yeah. I only saw that in movies. Overpaid.
Yeah, you did.
The guy was like, all right, $20, you can come in. I was like, here's $60.
We needed some good karma, though.
We were paying
the universe. Right? Yeah.
That was an investment in ourselves.
Yeah.
It paid big dividends.
Okay, well, here's the deal. General invite to all you listener out there. Listener. As well as Pete and Rude. My 21st birthday.
Oh, now you're just inviting everyone to your 21st
Everyone's
birthday.
Invited. My 21st birthday, August 4th. I'll be in Miami. Come down.
At
we'll
live.
Go to Live.
Le Fontainebleau.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to the Fontainebleau.
Oh, that's where Live is.
Yeah. I've never been to Live, however. So.
All right, we'll see you there.
I'll see you all there.
Hopefully Poozie's listening right now.
I hope so. I mean, he's probably on his way down there already.
He probably got so excited listening to this right now. He just talked about a train ticket.
Yeah.
He's on his way.
August 4th?
Yeah.
I thought I was special, but I guess you're just going to give the invite to anyone who's listening, anyone in their
Anyone
mother.
Who wants to have a good time can come have a good time at Live.
All right. perfect. You're buying? Bottle service on
I was hoping everyone else would buy.
Spring for bottle serves?
It's my birthday.
Yeah, okay. We'll look after you.
But the fountain blew... Honestly, water was more expensive than
drinks. Yeah. I bought a couple of waters and Gatorades, and it was like $75. And I had to call my mom and said, Mom, I'm scared. I can't roll with these guys anymore. I'm still paying the price with my family for that weekend. I spent my roommate's rent checks on accident.
It was awesome.
It was bad. Things got so out of hand. I get a call from my landlord. He said, your check bounced, and I had to call my roommates and say, boys, I spent it all, every last drop.
If they're good friends, they'd say, hey, I'm happy that I paid for a good time.
Yeah, they didn't say that, though, which is crazy. So I guess you find out who your real friends are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When you spend thousands of their own dollars. Yeah, but, risking the roof over their head.
Whatever, man. My landlord can be a real jerk sometimes. All right, music, and then we'll talk, and then we'll get out of here. Ice cream coming soon.
Oh, thank God.
Pieces, break my heart.
not a test room.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. Alright, Rune has a very special request.
Going rich girl.
Okay.
Even though, I mean, it's a lot more to a woman than money, but yeah, right now it's rich girl.
It's really important to add. You should shout out L.
Shout out L. Shout out my boy.
I
shout
guess
out
we've shouted her out like a million times already.
She's beautiful.
God, she's beautiful. She's a delight too. I'm sorry she couldn't make it to the last back call.
I know.
And neither could you, but there'll be more. I thought we almost had one last night.
That was weird.
I got really nervous. I was kind of fingers crossed that it wouldn't go through, and I got lucky because I was in no mindset for that sort of behavior.
Nobody was, and that's why.
That's why I didn't have.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's 12:55 in the morning. Go to bed. You're listening to WFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. This is Rune Jimmer's radio debut. Shout out Jimmer. And he has requested Rich Girl to get us out into the next phase of our lives.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Night-night.
You're a rich girl, and you're gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, 'cause you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far, get you too far.
Shoulders are frozen. Oh, but you're an explosion.
You're dynamite.